My name is Daniel Tasselli. I'm Kasha Gotine-Dene, and I'm here in Durban with the Canadian Youth Delegation. The Canadian government is not representing any of the people in Canada. I'm from the Arctic, and we're seeing the impacts of climate change. It's a reality for us now, and it's essentially destroying our culture, among myriad other terrible impacts. And around the world, it's killing people. It's killing hundreds of thousands of people. This is an incredibly urgent issue that needs to be solved immediately. And Canada's government is actively working for the fossil fuel industry. I mean, they're here in Durban to sell tar sands oil. So what they're doing is in complete disagreement with what needs to be done to actually solve the climate crisis. So I'm here in Durban, and I do this type of work because the government's not doing it. So what we do is we organize outside of the system to try and force the government to make the changes that need to happen if we're going to solve this crisis before it's too late. So I'm here in Durban to spread that message that the Canadian government is representing polluters and not people, and to try and force them to be in a position where this is no longer acceptable to people in Canada and abroad. So we're here to send that message, we're here to build a movement, and we're here to force the government to change its policies. Climate science has been known for a while. The solutions are available. We just need to implement them. And the fossil fuel industry has a long history of working very hard to prevent any meaningful action on climate change. And the Canadian government and other governments from rich nations are in bed with the fossil fuel industry, trying to prevent us and people around the world from implementing the real solutions to climate change. And they want to see us keep on consuming fossil fuels and allowing a small handful of corporations to control our energy and to make huge profits all of it. So what I said in plenary was essentially calling out the rich nations of the world for their complicity in what amounts to crimes against humanity, and for being in bed with the oil industry. So that's essentially what I said, was that there's countries in the room who are working to solve this crisis, and we thank you. And there are other countries in the room who are actively blocking the process because they are here to represent the interests of the fossil fuel industry. And we, as people around the world who have been mobilizing around climate change, have tried everything. We have met with politicians, we've met with bureaucrats, we've written policy, we've organized people on the ground, we've gone through as many official channels as we can, we've participated in this process, and nothing works. The government still does not listen to us, they listen to the fossil fuel industry. And the only explanation for that is that the fossil fuel industry is far richer than we are. I think the Canadian Youth Delegation has been very effective here. We have quite effectively reframed the narrative around this COP that is being portrayed in Canadian media. This is now what is getting back to Canadians through Canadian media is not just a government line. There are dissenting voices of people, of Canadian youth and other civil society organizations in nearly every article about this conference. And that is the message that people in Canada are getting. So we have been incredibly effective in reframing the discourse around this and getting that message across that Canada is not only helping, but is actively trying to block progress here. As far as the actual process goes, I do not have a lot of faith in these UN negotiations. And that's largely because of countries like Canada who come here with a mandate to block progress. So when I come to these things, again, I know that I have to work outside the system. If you just do what they allow you to do, you will not be effective in getting any meaningful change. We can meet with Canada's lead negotiator every day, and they'll never listen to us. So we have to come here with some creative ideas. We have to come here to challenge their authority, and we have to come here to reframe the narrative and get that message back to people in Canada, and we've been incredibly successful at that. I can't say yet if I'll return to another COP. It's a bad time to ask me that. I'm incredibly sick. I'm very tired. My computer broke. I paid my own way here. I'm out of money. I can't buy a new computer, so I'm pretty down in the dumps right now, but we'll see how I feel next year. Organizing in the Arctic is very difficult. In the Northwest Territories, we have a population of less than 45,000 people spread between 33 communities. It's very expensive to travel. It costs me more to fly from Yellowknife back home to Fort Good Hope, which is all within the same territory. It costs me more to fly there than it would cost me to fly from Edmonton to pretty much anywhere in the world if I could get a seat sale. You know, I could go Edmonton to Hawaii. I could go Toronto to Amsterdam, and it's going to be the same or less than it costs me to fly from Yellowknife to Fort Good Hope. Not all of our communities are accessible by road, so organizing in a grassroots sense is very, very difficult because you just literally cannot travel and get all the people together within a reasonable budget. Now, that being said, we do have a long history of organizing. My father's generation stopped the Mackenzie Gas Pipeline back in the 1970s. They organized very effectively around that, and out of that came the Dene Nation, which is a political organization that represents all Dene in over 30 communities from northern Alberta right to the Arctic Ocean. So we have that history of organizing against things that impact us. But part of the problem right now is a lot of the issues that impact us in Denendeh are originating outside of our land. So the tar sands, we have no jurisdiction to that. It's very hard for us to access the actual area where that destruction is happening or get access to the governments that are controlling that. Canada's policies on climate change, that happens out of Ottawa. It's very hard for us to have good links with Ottawa and work effectively on issues that are coming out of Ottawa. So that is our problem right now, is that our communities are so spread out and we're so detached from the actual sources of destruction that are impacting our land that it's very hard to organize against them. But we did have a Power Summer conference organized by the Canadian Youth Climate Coalition this summer, and that was very successful. And we just had a Young Leaders Summit on Northern Climate Change with workshops run by the Canadian Youth Climate Coalition and Indigenous Environmental Network, and that was just last month. And there were youth from all across the Arctic at that conference. So we are starting to make those connections, get young people across the Arctic talking about these issues and staying in touch in different communities, and starting to introduce different ideas for how we can affect the change that we need to see from our position of being isolated in the Arctic.